flatters us. You call me a man of sense, but I understand how many of the things which I crave are useless, and how many of the things which I desire will do me harm. I have not even the knowledge, which satiety teaches to animals, of what should be the measure of my food or my drink. I do not yet know how much I can hold. I shall now show you how you may know that you are not wise. The wise man is joyful, happy and calm, unshaken. He lives on a plane with the gods. Now go, question yourself. If you are never downcast, if your mind is not harassed by my apprehension through anticipation of what is to come, if day and night your soul keeps on its even and unswerving course, upright and content with itself, then you have attained to the greatest good that mortals can possess. If, however, you seek pleasures of all kinds in all directions, you must know that you are as far short of wisdom as you are short of joy. Joy is the goal which you desire to reach, but you are wandering from the path if you expect to reach your goal while you are in the midst of riches and official titles. In other words, if you seek joy in the midst of cares, these objects for which you strive so eagerly, as if they would give you happiness and pleasure, are merely causes of grief. All men of this stamp, I maintain, are pressing on in pursuit of joy, but they do not know where they may obtain a joy that is both great and enduring. One person seeks it in feasting and self-indulgence, another in canvassing for honors and in being surrounded by a throng of clients, another in his mistress, another in idle display of culture and in literature that has no power to heal. All these men are led astray by delights which are deceptive and short-lived, like drunkenness, for example, which pays for a single hour of hilarious madness by a sickness of many days, or like applause and the popularity of enthusiastic approval which are gained and atoned for at the cost of great mental disquietude. Reflect, therefore, on this, that the effect of wisdom is a joy that is unbroken and continuous. The mind of the wise man is like the ultra-lunar firmament. Eternal calm pervades that region. You have, then, a reason for wishing to be wise, if the wise man is never deprived of joy. This joy springs only from the knowledge that you possess the virtues. None but the brave, the just, the self-restrained can rejoice. And when you query, what do you mean? Do not the foolish and the wicked also rejoice? I reply, no more than lions who have caught their prey. When men have wearied themselves with wine and lust, when night fails them before their debauch is done, when the pleasures which they have heaped upon a body that is too small to hold them begin to fester, at such times they utter in their wretchedness those lines of Virgil. Thou knowest how, amid false glittering joys, we spent that last of nights. Pleasure lovers spend every night amid false glittering joys, and just as if it were their last. But the joy which comes to the gods, and to those who imitate the gods, is not broken off, nor does it cease. But it would surely cease, were it borrowed from without. Just because it is not in the power of another to bestow, neither is it subject to another's whims. That which fortune has not given, she cannot take away. Farewell. Letter 60. On Harmful Prayers. I file a complaint. I enter a suit. I am angry. Do you still desire what your nurse, your guardian, or your mother have prayed for you in your behalf? Do you not yet understand what evil they prayed for? Alas, how hostile to us are the wishes of our own folk, and they are all the more hostile in proportion as they are more completely fulfilled. It is no surprise to me at my age that nothing but evil attends us from our early youth, for we have grown up amid the curses invoked by our parents. And may the gods give ear to our cry also, uttered in our own behalf, one which asks no favors. How long shall we go on making demands upon the gods, as if we were still unable to support ourselves? How long shall we continue to fill with grain the marketplaces of our great cities? How long must the people gather it in for us? How long shall many ships convey the requisites for a single meal, bringing them from no single sea? The bull is filled when he feeds over a few acres, and one forest is large enough for a herd of elephants. Man, however, draws sustenance both from the earth and from the sea. What then? Did nature give us bellies so insatiable when she gave us these puny bodies, that we should outdo the hugest and most voracious animals in greed? Not at all. How small is the amount which will satisfy nature? A very little will send her away contented. It is not the natural hunger of our bellies that costs us dear, but our solicitous cravings. Therefore those who, as Sallust puts it, hearken to their bellies, should be numbered among the animals and not among men. And certain men, indeed, should be numbered not even among the animals, but among the dead. He really lives who is made use of by many. He really lives who makes use of himself. Those men, however, who creep into a hole and grow torpid, are no better off in their homes than if they were in their tombs. Right there on the marble lintel of the house of such a man, you may inscribe his name, for he has died before he is dead. Farewell. Letter 61. On Meeting Death Cheerfully. Let us cease to desire that which we have been desiring. I, at least, am doing this. In my old age, I have ceased to desire what I desired when a boy. To this single end, my days and my nights are past. This is my task, this is the object of my thoughts, to put an end to my chronic ills. I am endeavoring to live every day as if it were a complete life. I do not indeed snatch it up as if it were my last. I do regard it, however, as if it might even be my last. The present letter is written to you with this in mind, as if death were about to call me away in the very act of writing. I am ready to depart, and I shall enjoy life just because I am not over-anxious as to the future date of my departure. Before I became old, I tried